Rabbi, as every day, our limud of Chofetz Chaim is l'schus. Oh, welcome. We've got a whole Manchester contingent here today. Half the audience is from Manchester. Can I in horror?
A bit bigger than that.
Okay. So, our limud of Chofetz Chaim, as every day, is l'schus refuah shleima for Yosef Dov ben Chayla, hishtav refuah shleima v'soy shor chayli Yisrael. We learned yesterday, Chofetz Chaim says, it brings down the Gemara in Erchin Daf Tes Vav on the base that says that Loshon Hara Horega Shloisha, that Loshon Hara kills three, he kills Ha'omroi, Shloisha Loshon Hara Horagton, Ha'omroi, Ha'makabroi, V'mishanema Olof. And we started explaining yesterday, it cannot mean that they get punished with Miso, that it's Horeg Shloisha, because the punishment for speaking Loshon Hara, as bad as Loshon Hara is not Miso. And the punishment for being mekabel Loshon Hara is not miso. On the other hand, the Chofetz Chaim brings a posuk, which says, loisiso shem ashov, which is, yeah, the love of speaking Loshon Hara is loiselech rochav amecho. The love of listening to Loshon Hara is loisiso shem ashov. Next posuk, lakelev tashlichu noisoi. Says the Gemara, that somebody who speaks Loshon Hara is ro'i la'ashlichoi v'somech le'lakev tashlichu noisoi, shkom zapel Loshon Hara, v'amekabel Loshon Hara, ro'i la'ashlichoi l'klovim. And the Chofetz Chaim says actually that this Loshon of Roi Lashlicha Leklovim really applies more to the Mekabel, because it says that next to the Pasuk of Loisis Hashem Ashov, not next to the Pasuk of Loiselech Rochel Ba'amecho. So the speaker is Loiselech Rochel Ba'amecho, and then Loisis Hashem Ashov is the listener, and Lakelev Tashlich Noiso. What it means is not that it kills three people because they're Chayev Misa for the Avera that they've done. But the fact is, as we brought from the story of Doeg with Noivir HaKoinim, Shaul HaMelech, who killed out all the Koinim in Noiv, that it can result in death for three people. In other words, it damages three people. It damages the Masapa Loshon Hara, it damages the Mekabel Loshon Hara, and it certainly can cause severe damage to the person who was spoken about. As a result of that, it creates strife, it creates enmity, it creates hate, and as a result of that, the Chofetz Chaim says the results are always bad for Loshon Hara, the results are even worse for Achilus than for Loshon Hara, and therefore one should steer clear from it. And the Mekabel, as the Chofetz Chaim is going to learn, and we'll learn on Sunday, that Mekabel Loshon Hara is in two stages. There's one that he listens, and there's another stage where he's Mekabel, and there's massive differences between the Shomea and the Mekabel, which we'll see on Sunday.
Amen.
If it's Lashon Hara, that's something very trivial.
Yep.
But I get the point, it's a part of it.
Started at Terraway, Northwest London, Friday, Kof Cheshvan, 29th November, Rabbi Israel Turner Shlita. Parsha theme. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Stimmel, Lechvot Simchas and the son of Alexander Lewin, Nira Yo and Hannah Stimmel, Shetichia. Chasa took place on Wednesday. He, Rotzen, Shivna Bais, Timon, Yisrael, Hashem, Lissalo. Velesfus, Hashem, Acholim, Amelchom, Shachzul, Votahem, Lishalom, Bim Hero.
Morning everyone, a good Erev Shabbos. Just to start, this week is Parshas Toldos, the Parsha of the birth of Yaakov and Esav, the different path that they both took, and then leading to the Parsha of the Brochus, where, towards the end of the Parsha, where Yitzchok plans to give the brachas to Yitzchok, to Esav, and he loved Esav. We have Yitzchok, Esav, Kitzayit, Befiv. In the end, Rivka has a whole plan, a whole, maybe a plot, like she has a whole ramos, a whole sly way of getting the, Yaakov should get the brachas. So B'siat Tishmaya will maybe give an idea, and hopefully a practical B'siat Tishmaya. We'd just like to start with a topical Balaturim, the end of last week's Sedra. It's not so often that the Balaturim connects the two parashias. But the last Balaturim, the end of Chayesorah, the beginning of Parshas Toldos, it puts together the last pasuk in Chayesor. It talks about Ishmael. It talks about the Yud Beis Nesiim, the Yud Beis 12 princes, the 12 different maybe like countries or different states of Ishmael. And then the pasuk finishes the end of Chayesor. Vayishkul mechavila atshur asher al pnei Mitzrayim boyach asher al pnei chol echov nofel. So Rashi says nofel really means they lived. They lived in this place. Balaturim says, and Chazal also say, that the word Nofel refers to a Losh Nefila. Says Balaturim, beautiful words. Al Pnei Chol Echov Nofel, V'somich Le Ve'ile Tildes Yitzchok. Loima, to tell you. That means the Torah is putting together Yishmael with the Nofel, which is Balaturim's understanding, is Losh Nefila, falling, the fall of Yishmael. And then this week's Sedra starts, Ve'ele Tildes Yitzchok discusses the children of Yitzchok, discusses Yaakov and Esau, says about the Turim, Al Pericho Lechov Nofo, V'somach Le Ve'ele Tildes Yitzchok, Loima, to tell you, K'she Yipo Lishmol Ba'achis Hayomim, which they bring it over here, in the brackets over here, they bring it to Yalkut Shemoni, the Makur is Yalkut Shemoni, K'she Yipo Lishmol Ba'achis Hayomim, and Yishmol will fall, the end of times, before Mashiach will come, Oz Yitzmach Ben David Shehu Mitildes Yitzchok, then the will be the rise of Ben David, what we're all waiting for, the ultimate Mashiach Tzidkenu. Oz Yitzmach Ben David, then Ben David will rise, he will sprout forward, as we see in Davening, as Tzemach David, Shehu Mitildes Yitzchok, he is from the children of Yitzchok. Which is very interesting. We don't normally find the connection between Tildes Yitzchok and Malchus Beis David. What's the connection between David HaMelech? David HaMelech, meaning the offspring of David, I mean the Ben David, the Mashiach Ben David. What's the connection between that and Tildes Yitzchok that the Torah puts together, the Tildes Yitzchok together with the passage before of the fall of Ishmael, which is really what we're waiting for, B'mehir V'yomenu. So maybe we'll get back to this inyan. So for the moment we said Ishmael, let's discuss a bit about Parshas Toldos. And just to bring us into the inyan, we have at the beginning of the parasha, we have the tefillos of Yitzchok and Rivka, ki akora hi, she was akora, Chazal say, he was also, they couldn't have children together. Vayosale Hashem atah Rivka ishtei. Vayisritzu abonu b'kirba, then she went to Lidrish as Hashem, she couldn't understand what was going on. Vayisritzu abonu b'kirba. Vatelech lebeis medrash shel shem, she went, Rashi says, to the beis medrash of shem, and he told her, This is an inner conflict between the two. You have two children inside you, and two more than just two children. These are two nations, Esav and Yaakov, two nations which are always going to be in conflict. So Rivka knew from the beginning that she has inside her the Rav Yavit Tzor, the Tzor, the younger one. The Rav, the older one, will be serving this younger one. Which Lemaisa we know is not the case. We know it's not the case. We're in Golos many years, and we're under Golos Edom. Chazal say the Golos that we're in now is Golos Edom, the last Golos, the fourth Golos before Mashiach will come. So obviously, ultimately, this Nevuah is not really referring to what we're seeing in front of our eyes now in Golos. This is referring really to the Osed Lovi, which what will happen. It's Hashem, also Bemhir of Yomenu. That the Rav Yavit Tzor, the way it's meant to be is that Esav is meant to be serving Yaakov. Chazal Taka say, Rome, there the Golos, they were Machiv Titus, the second base of Mikdash, Lo'im Elo'im Yemot. Constantly a conflict between them and Klal Yisrael, and their Taka overpowering Klal Yisrael in Golos, but ultimately when Mashiach will come the day that Rav Yavit Tzor. And this secret was only known to Rivka. Only known to Rivka. Yeah, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to tell it to Sara, which Taka reminds us a bit similar to the beginning of Pasha's Bayera, when Avraham Avinu, there was the other way around, Avraham Avinu had the Nevuah about Yitzchak, he was going to have a child, Yitzchak, but Sara didn't have the Nevuah yet. And that's why the Malachim came and they shared the news, they told her the news, and she laughed. So Ramban asked, why did she laugh? Why didn't Avraham already tell her? Says Ramban, because Avraham knew that Sarah was greater than Nevuah, and if Hashem didn't want to tell her, it's obviously a reason. She's meant to hear it from the Malachim, she's meant to hear it later, she's not meant to hear it miyad from Avraham Avinu. The similar ideas in this parasha. Here we have Rivka had the Nevuah, but for some reason Yitzchok was meant to be living blindly, without understanding who's Taka the greater one. And there was some very clear, there was some Sofok, something very unknown. I'm saying it was very clear that Yitzchok didn't know that, as the pasuk continues. Rivka Taka knew she loved Yaakov, she saw that Yaakov was the one, but Yitzchok loved Esav. And this continues all the way through the parasha. This continues until later that. Perek of Zion, Pasuk Aleph. Vayiki Zokin Yitzchok. So this B'siyat HaShemayim is really what we'd like to talk about. The parish of the Brochus. The parish of the Brochus. Vayiki Zokin Yitzchok. Perek of Zion, Pasuk Aleph. Yitzchok was elderly. Vatechenu Einu Meirois. He couldn't see. Vayikras Esav B'nei HaGadol. He called his precious, his Bechor. Esav B'nei HaGadol, which he thought still was a Bechor. Yeah? He didn't know the beginning of the parish. I suppose he didn't know. Bechor. Because see later, she said, Yaakov said, Anoichi Esav Bechorecho. So in Yitzchok's eyes, Esav was a Bechor. So what did he tell him? He told him, Vayimelo B'ni, Vayimelo V'neini, I'm here, ready to do what you want. Vayimelo knows a cantile, that he may say, I don't know when I'm going to die. Va'ato now, Sonoch Ilecho, Telecho, V'kashtecho, V'tzei Hasode, go and take all your weapons, all your, maybe the hunting instruments, hunting kalim. Take all your bow and arrow, V'tzei Hasode, go out to the field, V'tzudu Litzoyed, and trap for me, a Tzoyed. So Rashi's very busy. I had to be obviously halachically correct. I had to be Nomen HaGezel. But this was the plan. The plan was that Esau was going to go out and find some food for Yitzchok Avinu. But Asili, the next positive, Asili Matamim, make for me some tasty food. Kasha Havti, Ba'violi Ba'chile, Ba'vur Tvrecho Nafshi B'Tar Mamas, in order that I can give you the bracha. Which is very interesting. It seems very clear, and Rabbeinu B'chai, I think, talks about this Barichos, that the brochus that Yitzchok was planning to give to Esav could only come through matamim, through geschmack essen, through some tasty food. Why, say the Rishonim, Rabbeinu B'chai, that when there's food, then the neshama, the nefesh, is benefiting from it as well, and then there's a simcha, and then it's possible to give over the brochus. Rabbi said, these brachas are not just some simple brachas of it. We're not just I'm talking, because if you read the Pesukim Kipshuta, you could think there's some physical brachas. He's going to die, he's scared. He wants to pass over the brachas. He wants to give over to his child. The Vilna Gaon tells us in the Pirish in Chad Gadion, Hagodah Shel Pesach, Kabbalah B'yadeinu, the Gaon, this Mila B'Mila, his words, Kabbalah B'yadeinu, Masiris B'yadeinu, that all the brachas that we have, anything that Klal Yisrael have, ad suif kol hadiris, all came from these brachas. All came, everything we had. And if people know, the Gaon Chad Gadya is Meramas, that the two Chad Gadya refers to the Shtei Gdoye Izim, and it's a Meramas there to all the brachas that went first, it came to Klal Yisrael, and then it was taken away, whatever. The Gaon is Baruchos explains al derech Meramas, Chad Gadya. But the Gaon says that all these brachas came Because of this Maisa, which is interesting, it's actually a Ha'ara, just in brackets. We find that at the end of the parasha, there was also brachas. Before, after Yaakov Taka, we know as the story finished, as the story unfolds, that Yaakov actually did take the brachas. Those are the brachas. Brachas that we mentioned Motzei Shabbos, we say these psukim, the psukim bracha. So Yaakov Taka got the brachas, but that wasn't the end of Yaakov's brachas. The end of the parasha, the pasuk says that Rivka said, "Katzti b'chayy." Rivka went to Yitzchok and said, "Katzti b'chayy b'pnei b'nei ischis." It's so hard for me to see the Esav with b'nei ischis. If Yaakov will take another wife from b'nei ischis, lomadi chayim, why should I live? It's impossible for us to continue living with seeing such a daughter-in-law. That's what the pasuk says. So what happens? Yaakov went into Yitzchok and got brachas. And the pasuk over there says, "Vekil shakai." Also, pasuk we say Motzei Shabbos, "Vekil shakai." Yivoris choyischov, yavuchov, yabechov, yisol choyes biks Avram. He should give you the brach of Avram. The chol zarach itoch merishchov says, "Gurachas shenozin lekim Avram," which is a whole separate bracha that Yitzchok did not mention In V'yitelecho. V'yitelecho is the first brachas we have this week's Sedra. V'yitelecho, l'kim etal shmayim, shmayim le'oretz, which seems more like the physical brachas. The Malbim Taka is busy, Taka. These brachas are more the physical, on the physical sense. But late to the end of the parasha, he gets to V'yitelecho as bechas Avraham. L'cho zarach etoch. Briskarov explains, Briskarov and Chumash, that till this mice, he proves it from the Rambam, till Yaakov actually got the Birkas of Rom from Yitzchak, it wasn't clear who was Taka going to be the Zera of Rom. We know, be Yitzchak, you call Chazara, be Yitzchak, for like call Yitzchak, Chazal say, only Avram Avinu at the beginning thought Yishmael would be have his Messiah, right? Yishmael and Yitzchak maybe, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, like, oh, we had that Vayiro. Don't worry, keep Yitzchok, he called Chazara. Yitzchok is the one, but not just Yitzchok, but Yitzchok, Chazal says, but Yitzchok, like call Yitzchok, not the whole of Yitzchok, only some of Yitzchok. Says the Briskarov, and he proves this from the Rambam, that it was unclear who's going to be Taka the one to get the legacy, to get the heritage, to get the Masorah, to get the brachas of Avraham Avinu, to get this. All the brachas that we had, who's going to be the one? Until this Maaseh, the end of the parasha. When Yaakov actually went to Yitzchok, and Yitzchok told him, "Go to Lavan, go to Beis Besuel, Lachi Mecha, go to Lavan Ben Besuel, yeah, go over there and get your shidduch." Till then, it wasn't clear who was going to actually be the Zera Avraham. It wasn't clear, and Yitzchok then gave him the brachas, which means if so, that the Yitzchok brachas, the first brachas that we have this week, etc., are not the ultimate brachas. So the Gaon, which says that everything we have comes, the Vilna Gaon says in Chagiga we mentioned, that everything that we have comes from the brachas of V'yitzenecho, comes from the brachas with the which actually happens. Seidenei, according to some shittas, happens, picture of Eleza, I think he said that happened. Seidenei, these brachas that he got when he came in disguise, he was dressed up as Esav, those brachas are not the Ikub. It just needs a bit of a beer. What exactly is the difference between these two brachas, which we're not going to get into now? But the pasuk actually continues. The pasuk continues. Let's continue the pasukim. Says the Rivka Shemas. Rivka heard when Yitzchak was telling Esav to go and get. Yeah, going back to the pasuk. Hey, Rivka Shemas. But Dabar Yitzchak and Esav when he was talking to Esav, his child. But Yelich Esav and Esav Taka went out lots of times to trap for his father. Rivka Omer Yaakov and Olaymo. Rivka said to Yaakov, it can't happen this. I hear him telling your brother, the Ramban is Madaik, that the brocha that he was planning to give was Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Moisi said, Rivka, listen to me. You go to the tzoin, go to the sheep, and take Shnei Gedeizim Tovim, I'll make Matamim, and you'll bring it to your father, and then you'll get the brochas. You'll be able to get the brochas, which was unbelievable, this chiddush. I don't know, in the whole Sefer Bereishis, if you've got such a dramatic parsha, that Rivka was Mechadish, Rivka herself, on her own accord. She mamish like, stole the brachas. She got her son Yaakov to steal the brachas, to get dressed up as Esav, and to steal the brachas. Unbelievable, this is the parsha. So then let's go a bit further. The pasuk says, he came Taka in, before that, the pasuk says, Vatikach Rivka is big day Esav, Hachamudois. He took the Begodim and Chamudos, but Talbish is Yaakov and Akod, and he gave it to Yaakov, a younger son. And the Oyves, Oyres Gedoyism, the skins of the Gedim, of these goats, Hilbisha al Yodav al Chelka Sadovar, she put it on his hands, and Chelka Sadovar, that he should feel that he's hairy, because Esau was hairy, and Yaakov was Ishcholok, yeah, as we said before, Yaakov is Ishcholok, so he was smooth, so she put on these begotten, he should feel in Yitzchok's eyes as the hairy one. And then she brought it in, and then Yaakov said, Anuichi Esav b'cherecho. But the pasuk continues. The pasuk says in pasuk chof, Yitzchok was perplexed. He couldn't understand what's going on. Mazem miharat alim tzibini. How did you manage to find so fast? So he said, Hashem gave me siyat Ishmael. Hashem, I managed to bring very quickly. So Yitzchak was still not clear. But Yitzchak and Yaakov, Kshono, come near to me. But Amushcha, I'll feel you. I'll feel you. He couldn't see Yaakov. Yitzchak, sorry. So I'll feel you. Ha'atzah zebni Yisv imloi. Vayigash Yaakov and Yitzchak over. Vayimushehu, he felt him. Vayim, and he said, Ha'kul kul Yaakov. The voice is Taka, the voice of Yaakov. the voice of Yaakov actually says he spoke in Losh Tachlunim. He spoke Kumno. He said, "Please, Father." But Esau Losh Kanturia. Esau spoke more fearful. But he couldn't recognize him. He gave him a bracha. So you have to know what this bracha is. Because it doesn't say yet, it's not actually the final bracha. So you have to know what bracha this is. Some Rafashim say he gave him a bracha that he was choshed him. Because he was choshed him, he suspected him of being Esau and trying to steal the brachas. So he gave him a bracha, some Rafashim say. And then he says another positive. Are you taka, my son? It's clear that Yitzchok was still not clear. Yitzchok still didn't know. He wasn't confident. So he said, okay, so come close, give me the food. And then he says, "Pasuk Chavav, Vayimei Elov Yitzchok, Oviv Geshono, come close, Ushkoli Bani, and kiss me, my son." Vayigash, Vayishaklo, and he kissed him. He came close to him and he kissed him. Vayorach Asreach Begodov. He smelt the smell of his clothes. Vayimorchiu, and he gave him a bracha. Vayim, and he said, "Re'ei Reach Bani, see the smell of my son. Kareach Sode Asherberich Hashem. It's the reach of a sode, of a field." Which is very unclear, this pasuk. This pasuk is who is he talking to? He came close and he said, "Re'ei Reach Bani, see, what, who's he talking to? See." Pashas, he's expressing. I think from Rashi would seem he's just expressing his how amazed he was at this beautiful smell that came, which Rashi says, "Kareach Sode," was a Reach Toiv Stei Tapuchim. So Rashi says pasuk of Zayin. Rashi asks a kasha. How could it be? Yitzchok was so amazed with the smell. There's no worse smell than the smell of goats' skins. He came with the reach of Gan Eden. Which in the Medrash is quite clear that this over here, this when Yaakov came first and he got the brachas. Taka got the brachas, and then Esav came. Yitzchok had such a pachad, he realized he gave. So Chazal Taka say that Nichnas Imu with Esav came in Gehenim, raw Gehenim Psucha Tachtov, which means it wasn't just some two children coming over here. This was a conflict between two children. One is Gan Eden and one is Gehenim. Unbelievable. That's the difference between Esav and Yaakov. But what is this amazement? What was this thing that he was so amazed? And more than that, it would seem from the Psukim, like we said, that Yitzchok was very uncertain. He asked him many different ways to prove that he's Esau. He was uncertain. Until he gave him this kiss, and he smelled him, and he said, he smelled the Reach Begodov, Re'ei Reach Bani Kareach Sodesh Baruch Hashem. Once he smelled the Reach of Gan Eden, then he was confident. And that's when the next pasuk says, "Yitun cholikim b'tal shemayim." That is taka shishi. That's taka the brachas that he got. What was this idea of coming in with the reach of Gan Eden? Reach of Gan Eden. Now, also, what's the lashon re'ei reach when you see? You don't see a smell. You don't see a smell. You can smell a smell. You should say re'ei reach when you see the smell of my son. He was saying. So the truth is, if you make a chayim, you see in the psukim over here, there's five senses, yeah? There's sight, which Yitzchok couldn't see. So that he couldn't work out with him. He heard him, and that he said, "Kol Kol Yaakov." That was, if anything, the other way around. "Kol Kol Yaakov." Then he touched him, he touched him, and he's more like Esau. All the different chushim. When it came to the smell, That's the sense that this is the right one for the brachas. This is the one who's deserving of the brachas. So Kipshuti would understand simply that it was an unbelievable siyat d'shmaya based on Rivka's ruach hakodesh. Like Miss Amma ben Nevuah, the Targum says she had a Nevuah, she had ruach hakodesh that he was going to get the brachas. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu arranged that the ruach Gan Eden came together with Yaakov. Ruach Gan Eden came in. But it needs a bit of an extra understanding. What's this Indian of Reach Gan Eden? So I'm just going to say a beer based on the Sfasemes. It's the last Sfasemes in this week's Sedra. Sfasemes says, and the truth is, it would work very well with the Targum. He doesn't bring the Targum Unison. The Targum Unison on the Pasuk of here says The korev on the sheikli, he came close to him and he kissed him. But orach yosrichel dilvushe, he smelt the smell of his clothes of orchei. But amar and he said, chamon, see, richo devrika, richo dektires, busmanayo da asido miskarvo betavar bemakzer. It's the smell of ktires which is going to be offered up on the base in the base of mikdash on the har Maria betavar bemakzer the har base of mikdash. The iskri chakal devrich yosei Hashem. The Isri, and he wanted Ashor Shchinte Tamon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring his Shchinte to the Beis HaMikdosh, which needs the grace of Pshat. What's the connection to this, to the Brachas, to Beis HaMikdosh? How does it come in? Says Tos Emes that Yitzchok Avinu was a shtick korban. He was a korban. That's what he was. Those that said he became a korban yesterday, I noticed it's a famous maybe like a pilot of the Rishonim. Rachmona Itzkarlon Chusei the Yitzchok Akedo. Yitzchok is the Okud. He's the one. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we daven. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should remember for Klal Yisrael the zchus of Yitzchok, who is the Okud. He is the one who's bound. He's mamash korban. He was Okud. So even though he was taken off his beach, Yitzchok wasn't. At the end of the day, he wasn't a korban. Yeah, we know the end of the story of the akedah, and there was an isle which was instead of him. But lemaisa he stayed as a korban. We know Rashi brings it in the end of Bachur Koyisa. We know that Afroid Tzovor Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok is that's why he couldn't leave. It's Israel. He's holy. He's holier than all the other others. He was Basha Korban. Yitzchok, when it came to these brachas, Yitzchok has to give over the brachas more than just because he wanted to give the brachas. Yitzchok's whole essence is a korban. His whole essence was when he came off that mizbeach. Chazal say, Pekish Rabbi Lezer, was a new chios. It was a new life. It was a tchias amesim. Chazal say, Pekish Rabbi Lezer, he made Baruch Atah Hashem Chai amesim. When he came off, he saw the sakim, he saw the knife, he was poruch neshmos, he came off, he made Baruch Atah Hashem Chai amesim. Yitzchok's essence was that korban. That korban was coming down from his mizbeach. When he smelt Yaakov, he smelt the smell of ktoires, and ktoires which takes him back to the Har Maria, takes him back to the Maria, Chazal Takasei, Har Maria, Mur, Osid Mur, the lotion smell of ktoires, which came from that mokum of Beis HaMikdosh. So Sfasemes just says, just to say the words of Sfasemes, Ki mi Gan Eden yitza brocha l'chol ha'olam. From Gan Eden, really the brachas come from Gan Eden. As we say the pasuk in Tehillim, those that say Shir HaMaalos now, Ki shom tzivo Hashem es ha'brocha chayim ad ha'olam. From there, from the... Which really the pasuk, the emes is talking about Beis HaMikdosh. But we know that Beis HaMikdosh is a mokum where the Oretz kisses Shomayim, it's connected to the Shomayim and the Beis HaMikdosh, is Kishom Tzio Hashem as a bracha. From there comes all the brachas, for who shirish kol ha-brachas. B'chein be-Beis HaMikdosh me'enze. So the idea would seem that Yitzchok felt, when he was giving over this brachas, he had to give over his Masaira, his own essence. He was giving over the legacy of himself. Obviously, it wasn't yet up to the Brix of Rom, which is maybe the end of the parasha. But Yitzchok had to give over from his own accord his brachas to his son. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should branch Yaakov, that Yitzchok should give over these brachas. Yitzchok, when Yaakov came in, smelling of the smell of Keturis, smelling of the smell of Beis HaMikdosh, the Keturis was from Beis HaMikdosh, then already Yitzchok was happy, then he could understand, then he was ruling, he was happy, he could give him the brachas, and he said, Re'ei Re'ech B'ni, I could give you these brachas. Maybe just a slightly different, a deeper level, to take this idea further. The Megala Amukus says, Gvaldi Gechidish, Megala Amukus, says, and Bem is based on a Zohar Kodesh, that v'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav, the hand, when they came out from the womb, v'yodoy oichezes, the hand of Yaakov was holding the akev Esav, the v'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. Says the Megala Amukus, really, and Rashbam Bem tells on it, it's really Esav's name shouldn't have been Esav, it should have been Osui. He was ready made. Where's the Yud? Says the Megala Amukus, that Yaakov was oichezes ba'akev Esav, Esav's Okiv, Esav's heel really was meant to be that Yud, and the Yud Yaakov chopped away from Esav and became Yaakov. Really, his name should have been Osui, and his name should have been Okiv. But Yaakov, he took the Yud from Esav. Galah Mukis says very deep things about this. That this Yud is Miramas. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and it's some major conflict going on between Esav and Yaakov. This Yud. So I once heard a beer from my rabbis years ago, the idea is like this. Yaakov is also Chazal. Yud Okev. That's the way you can read the word. Yud Okev. What's Yud? Yud is Meramus to the Machshava. Rashi says, Oz Yoshe Moshe, Oz Ole Belibo Yiloshir. Yeah, Yud is Meramus to the thoughts, the Machshavas, Yud, the Chochma. Yud is Meramus to what's going on in the mind. That's why we say always when we talk in future tense, Yisparach, Yud is referring to the future, something you have in your plan, something you have in the mind. Okev is the other way around. The Okev is the most extreme, the other part of the body, the lower part of the body, which really, the Okev goes, we don't even have feelings in our heel. The Okev is the heel. The Okev is the heel. We don't even have feelings in that part of the body. We don't have feelings there. There it's made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially designed that way, that we can walk, we don't have to feel, we just walk fast, whatever, Basically, Yaakov's job was to bring the machshava, to bring his machshava, to bring his chokhmah into the lowest chalokim, into the lowest parts of the body. That's Yud Okev. Chazal Taka say, obviously, Reb Nosson, that the Okev in the body, the human body, there's all different parts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the world is in the human body. And the Malach HaMoves, obviously, Reb Nosson, the Malach HaMoves is also in the human body. And that is in the Okev, in the heel. In the heel, it's like dry skin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially made, like we said before, you can walk, we can be protected, but it's dry skin, it's connected to the Malach HaMoves, connected to the chilek and the goof, which doesn't have feelings. The avulid of Yaakov is Yud Okev, is to bring his achshova into the lowest chalokim, even in chalokim which are misa, even chalokim of the body which are dead, which are mamash, don't have that feeling. Yaakov brings in the Yud Machshova. Smell always comes, smell, bad smell. We know bad smell comes from when something was connected to life and then it left life. Yeah? Like, tzoyo, halochas, yeah, you're not allowed to say brochas, things which are masriach. Masriach comes from something which was connected to life and then it left life, it leaves a bad smell. That's where the bad smells come from. Which means that smells always connect you to chios. When there's a good smell, Shabbos Kodesh, it comes in Shabbos, there's matamim, there's smells. Toyameo chayim zochu, there's life, on Shabbos is actual dark of life. And Noshomi Yisera, which is the good smells, the beautiful smells of Shabbos Kodesh. It's Yitochen, it could be that Yitzchok felt this in Yaakov. He knew this is the one, he didn't know maybe it was Yaakov, but he knew this is the Avoida, and that's why Yaakov zeichet to the brachas. Yaakov took his machshava, and he went even to an okev, even into a chedek of the body, which is distance from life. And he brought into that the chios, he brought into that connection, the yud, the connecting to life. And Yaakov, Yitzchok felt that smell, had that smell. And from that he felt he was worthy of brachas. Just to finish off, the Sfasemes says that when Mashiach will come, he richoi biyiras Hashem. The pasuk says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Mashiach will be able to smell. He will be able to smell who's got yiras Shemayim. He will be able to mirach vadoim. Be able to smell who's right and who's wrong in Mishpat. He'll be able to smell it. Says the Sfasemes because Mashiach will have Yiras Hashem, Emes Yiras Hashem, Yiro. And with Yiro, if you got a real smell, you can smell what's right and what's wrong. You can smell the good from the bad. You can smell it. It's possible that's translated in the Balaturim, the beginning of the parasha. The Yitzchok, sorry, what was the Lashon of the Balaturim? Kishe Yipoel Yishmoel, Oz Yitzmach, Malchus David, Shehu Mizera Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the one of Yiro. He is the Amud of Yiro. He's the Amud of Yiro in the Ovis. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes. Gvura is Yiro, the middle of Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu, he's the one who can smell the right, the good from the bad. He's so connected to life. He's so connected to Chios. Especially because he made Mechaya Mesim, his life came back. From the Beis Hamikdash, Kishom Tziva Hashem is a bracha Chayim Ado Elam. So Yitzchok could smell and give over the brachas. The same middah will be with Mashiach Ben David. When Mashiach will come, he'll be able to go to a world which looks like there's death, it looks like there's tzoros, it looks like there's things which are so far from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But Yud Okev, with the middah of Yud Okev, connecting to Machshava, to wherever, any Okev, any situation we're in, and definitely to the Ikkus Okev, refers also to the Ikkus of the Mashiach, which we know we're living in a world nowadays where there's so many tzoras and so much disconnection and so many things that we just do like haphazard because that's the system, that's the way we work, that's the way we move, that's the way we to bring in the Yud Okiv, Machshova, and everything we do, Machshova as much as we can, to rise the world of Okiv, the world which is just running, the hills which are just running on the path, to bring that back to Torah, to bring that back to connection to Rabbeinu Shlom. Everyone should have a very good Shabbos.
Follow on from the subject of the bruchas and the clueless.
Well,
Rosanne Bruche were loyle clueless. There is a lot to be said on the subject of the tears. On the subject of Vatichenu. When Yitzchok Govini was getting old, Rashi gives three pshutim. Why were Yitzchok Govini's eyes dim? First reason was, Rashi said, was because that he was subject to the smoke of the Avodah Zarah of his two new daughters-in-law, which Esav introduced into the house. Second reason was because of the Akaida, that the Maluchim wept because they saw the demise of the Jewish nation, and also the whole concept of Yitzchok being shechted caused him to cry, and those tears entered his eyes. The third reason was simply to blindfold Yitzchok. He should not be able to see who Yankov was and Esav was, and therefore there would be a confusion. So we have three reasons. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, brought a synthesis of the reasons together, and he explained there's a big kasha here altogether. Kasha is, why is it that Yitzchok became blind, and Lachoira Rivka, who was an equal righteous woman at Tzadikas, and she didn't become blind. Why? How come that she was not affected? Starke kasha. So he said that on the one hand you've got the. Why was Rivko not blinded by the same effect of the smoke of the Avodah Zarah? She was living in the same house, Lechoyra, no? Jetzt verstehst du?
Was in the kitchen?
Yeah. Okay, so now first of all, let's bring together the two things. That the eyes that are subject to the moors of Maluchim are, so to speak, more sensitive to Kedisha and Timur than any others. So Yitzchok, who peered up into the heavens and saw the open Rekia and the Maluchim crying and their tears, Kavyuchu, entered his eyes, were now on a different level of Kedisha. Consequently, the smoke of the Avodah Zarah affected Yitzchok, but did not affect Rivka. That was one way of bringing together the two answers. There's another answer, which is very beautiful, which was mentioned here in Teruway, I think, a number of years ago. I heard it, I think, from Rebbe Aaron Troy. And he said that if you work out the calculation of years, it's an amazing thing. Because if you think about it chronologically, at this point, Rivka was 63 years old. And I'll show you very quickly why. She was married at 3. She was childless for 20 years, which brought her to 23. If Esav was 40 at this point, when he married Bosmas, that makes her 63 years of age. She left her home to get married at 3 years of age. If you take 3 against 63, it's less than 5% of her life. That means that 95% of her life she spent in the Kedisha of the home of Yitzchok Govini, and 5% of her life she was there in the home of Besuel and Luvon, where there was the idea of Avodah Zarah. And there you see a phenomenal thing, that when the Avodah Zarah was introduced into their home by the daughters-in-law, it affected Yitzchok, but it didn't affect Rivka. That means that an experience that a child has up until 3 years of age effectively makes the difference between becoming blind or not becoming blind. What you see up until the age of three makes such a profound difference that Yitzchok became blind because he was Kudish Merechem, and Rivka, who had 3 years out of 63 years subject to Avodah Zarah, she was unaffected because she had already seen Avodah Zarah at home.
It's like she got immunity from it, kind of thing. Immunity.
Yeah, when you see filthy things in the street and you just don't watch where you look, then you become used to it. And therefore, the worse the things are, you slowly become desensitized. So now...
So she wasn't a three-year-old child like we have, a three-year-old child.
No, she was more mature.
She was ready to get married.
Yeah, clearly so. But the most important factor is that if, in view of that, that those 3 years, in ratio of 95% against 5%, you'd have thought that maybe the ashpur of the kedusha would be overwhelming. But it still was enough gemin. And I heard another teretz, which I heard Chemi Scheinfeld, who told me this, that the taking away of Yitzchok's sight was a very, very beautiful idea, because the idea of viewing something and vision is really a lot to do with the subject of chinuch altogether. And I'll be very brief. Very frequently we're up against a struggle between children. They want something, and the mother and the father say, I just haven't got the koich to argue. And they give in. And the discipline, which a child really struggles is insatiable towards. A child wants to know, almost like a boy in a swimming pool touching the floor, to know that he's standing on firm ground or holding onto the side of the pool, is treading water otherwise, just to know how far can I take this parent before I know that there's somebody that says yes or no here. Is there some sort of law and order in this house, or is it all, everything is okay? Because they just don't simply want, because this day and age, you have to be friendly with the child, you have to be so nice to the child, you have to give in to the child. It's all yes, 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 all the way. And there's no concept of discipline. The child really craves to know where there are borders. They want to know boundaries. They want to know where's yes, where's no. Parents that give in to this eventually come to a place where there's no back turning, because when you start to change things, then they speak to the parents in such a brazen way that the parents are wondering where it's coming from. But it's a child who's grown up without any boundaries whatsoever. Memaila, vision is something where you see what is going to happen later. And accordingly, you act in the early years. And if you don't have that vision when the child is young, to in place boundaries and to make sure that there are lines which are not passed, double red lines, then that child will grow up knowing that he's in a firm place. Otherwise, the child is floundering. And therefore, in view of that, the vision which Yitzchok did not put in place with Esav, later caught up with him, and the Rebbein Shlalem took it away. You didn't have vision to see what's going to be with him when he's going to grow up. You didn't want to see, this is the words actually of the Sepona, Cheskini also mentions it as well. Therefore, your vision is now taken away from you because you did not implant a line where there are boundaries and discipline with your children.
Very good quality.